Driving back Dackelback.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go as we get hour number two of the show underway. It is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM. Coming to you live from Wildcat Golf Club and the Occasional Invitational here where we are doing our thing for kids' meals.
We got to talk to Beth soon.
Raising some money for kids' meals. A phenomenal cause. Getting everybody out there, hitting some balls. Ball control is of the essence today with the wind. So it behooves all of you golfers, control your balls. That is the key.
If you had to choose a radio host between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., who do you think has the best ball control on the golf course? Would you say Granato? Would you say yourself?
It's between me and John, and it's not even close.
Not even
and
close.
If Lance
can't do anything on the golf course, is what you're saying.
Stop it. The guy's in a bear cave with a video controller watching. Now, someone here in front of us said it's Palillo because he can't hit it far enough, so it just goes straight on the ground. That's probably it's like a putt only with a driver.
Does he play golf? I don't even know if he does.
Occasionally.
He does?
Yeah.
I thought he was big on the softball, you know?
I know what he's big on, free. Because the first thing he looked at the gift bag was going, are there free balls and tees and gloves and things? Well, why, Charlie? You're going to play once in the next 6 years.
Yeah, but that's radio folk. Radio folk wants everything for free. That's just what we do. If it's free, give me three. Yeah, you're right. It's TV
Calvin
folk.
Murphy's the one that taught me if it's three, I'll take three.
That's such an old saying. I wonder who started that.
Calvin Murphy.
No.
Well, I go with Calvin Murphy because he's old, too.
Because Sean Salisbury used to say it all the time when I used to produce for him on Yahoo Sports Radio.
He ain't exactly young either.
My point is, this is probably a national thing. It's not just a...
See, Largo said, does Charlie get to hit it from the red tees? No, there's not. You don't get the red tees by height limitations. It's based on the set, your sex.
First of all, I love the height
jokes. They're called the women's tees, not the Charlie tees or the height challenge tees.
Not nice. I thought you and Charlie were friends.
We are. That's why I'm sticking up for him.
Clearly you're not. If you're attacking him like that, making fun of something he can't help. Can he help that he's 4'11"? No, he can't. And you're out here making fun of him.
He just texted me, by the way. He said he forgot his power cord. If that's true, I'll grab it for you, but... I don't know.
I think he did because I was looking at something and I thought the power cord was the.
Well, just hand it to me and I'll put it in my backpack.
No, I'm just throwing it away. It's Charlie's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it away. I'm not giving him no cord.
All right. Well, we talked a little bit about the Astros last segment. They're the best thing going in Houston these days. Now that the University of Houston basketball team is done with a Final Four appearance, so you know what? There was that little stint there where they went on the losing streak, and you started to worry about if anything was going to be good in Houston sports. And now your Astros are living up to billing, doing what they were supposed to do, and carrying this city hopefully throughout the summer. And so hopefully they continue their winning ways again tonight against the Mariners as they continue the four-game series. Tomorrow's going to be where it's up in the air in terms of who's starting for your Astros. But you know what? The good thing is they have options, as we talked about. And again, just like everybody was saying, look, you talk about them adding someone to replace Miles Straw. They don't have the farm system to do so. They don't need to. They have so many starting pitchers now. There are going to be teams that are going to call them and go, hey, what's it going to take to get one of those guys? And you know what? In this case, what it could take is a legitimate veteran outfielder that could take some of the burden off of Miles Straw. I'm not saying Miles Straw may not turn out to be a good player someday.
Right.
It's just not his time right now. It's too big for him right
That's
now.
That's why I wonder what the conversations are between Dusty and Miles. But I would imagine in other cases, like an A.J. Hinch, for example, would be a completely different conversation. And I think it would be more in-depth. But I feel like Dusty is just like, I bet you he's really short and concise despite all the criticism that Miles Straw is getting right now. He is so patient. But I am very interested in seeing what the conversation is between Dusty and Miles Straw. Like, what do you think he is saying about his performance? Because it's pretty evident. You can't hide the numbers. You can't hide the fact of the intangibles that you see on the field. I mean, he has to know that he's struggling and he's not doing well.
I think that
I bet he's short.
He's a player's manager. So if you missed it, he said the other day coming off the road trip that he had a sit down with Miles Straw. And he told him to relax, but he told him to be a little bit more aggressive at the plate. Go after the first couple strikes you see. Try and be a little bit more aggressive. Right out of the gates that first game after the talk, he got the extra base hit.
Yeah.
It looked like maybe that was going to pay off. But at the same time, I think that it's not just Dusty. I think when you talk about Cintron in the hitting department, those guys got to be having conversations with him too, because it's not just Miles Straw. I think when they were scuffling, it's been more evident. But even with a Kyle Tucker, they're letting too many good pitches early in the count go right down Main Street,
yeah,
where your best pitches you're going to see in a lot of at-bats are going to be right off. That's why Javier was struggling a little bit, because for 8 or 9 batters in a row, he couldn't throw a first pitch strike. And so hitters can relax. Then you're behind in the count. Then you've got to really pepper the zone late, and hitters can kind of sit back and rip. Straw was letting too many good pitches go in a lot of his at-bats, and he still to some degree does.
Yeah, and it's pretty apparent on his face too. You know me, I'm big on the body language, and I feel like he's just not confident with his plate appearances. He hasn't been for a very long time as well. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, but those would probably be the two upgrades. If we're talking offense, Miles Straw probably would be number one. And again, Maldonado, for what he does, I guess, defensively and being a catcher, I guess that keeps him in the lineup despite his struggles. So
yeah, I think Maldonado is all about his defense. Otherwise, you'd see Jason Castro already. Not that he's much better, but I mean, right. Look, the good news is, at least from a catching perspective, the depth you have, they're both good defensive catchers and good receivers. I think hitting is a bonus, but that's also because for the last several years, the Astros' offense has been so good that you don't care as much about the performance and what you get out of your catcher offensively. But when they were scuffling, they needed to get more out of their entire offense.
Maybe they just need a brawl. Maybe they need a fight. They need some MLB team to pick on them. And then Carlos Correa to come out and defend his squad.
For a while there were plenty of teams that wanted to pick on him. And then you tell me, even during the losing streak, but even when they started, I know the A's fans jumped on him early in Anaheim. They got a little bit of a bad time. But I think it's subsided quite a bit in terms of the heat they're getting from the cheating scandal that everybody thought was going to be this
whole year. I know, but I kind of want to see him angry. I kind of want to see him, I mean, not now, maybe when they're on another losing streak, but I want to see someone a lot of fire under them. You know what I mean? Like, look at their schedule. Who are they most likely to get into an argument? Oh,
Yankees are coming up.
Tuesday, May 4th, but that's on the road.
You got a rematch with the Rays coming up on the road at Tropicana Field.
Yep.
And then right off of that, you've got right after that, you've got the Yankees. That would be.
Do the Yankees come in town or no?
I think they got to go each way. I think the Yankees have to come here.
Yeah,
as
they
well.
Do. They do. They're coming to town July 9th, July 10th, and July 11th. So it's a 3-game series in July. So that's probably a pretty big series. In the event that we're still talking about the Astros in the same positive light that we have in the past, or we are right now at least, you know, assuming that they're above 500.
I fully expect this team to be in contention the entire summer. And like I said, that's why it's on James Click, like you and I have both been talking about. The fact that this isn't a middle-of-the-road team, that this team has talent, this team should win the division, this team should be in the playoffs. So between now and the trade deadline, it's in their best interest, in James Click's best interest, to have the conversation with Crane, to see what his parameters are, and then to go out and get the best possible players that they need to fill holes that they have. The Dodgers are the most complete team in baseball, and they're struggling. All teams are going to go through minor struggles. But if you want to be a competitive team with a chance to take it to the next level, you know, if you're the Astros, you need a legit center fielder, and you probably need some bullpen help.
Yeah. By the way, the Dodgers – and I know Astros fans are not going to want to hear me say that. Those struggles are not going to last very long, by the way. They are not. If they're struggling right now, believe me, they're going to do just fine.
It used to be said about the Yankees, but it's the Dodgers right now. It's the best team money can buy. Because if they can afford to pay Trevor Bauer $40-plus million a year, whatever it is, on a couple-year deal, and they're still playing Kershaw, and they're still paying their Bellinger, and they're paying all their big-name guys, and they paid Mookie Betts, and they're still playing David Price a boatload to be a long reliever in the bullpen, and he's garbage. They got so much money that's what you're up against when you're talking about a big market team in contention.
Who should punch Trevor Bauer in the face?
Well, you just want to fight. You want everybody to fight today.
You know what? yesterday and the day before, we were talking about that radio host on Radio Host Crime and fights, and you weren't really happy with me when I was doing
AJ says I bully him. Well, if I did, I'm not getting
enough
out
of it. You are kind
of
a bully.
That's fine.
But I think AJ's kind of being a baby if he says you're bullying him, considering
him
how fat he is.
Yeah.
But and maybe it's bad radio, I'll ask AJ, but I love the discussion. I love the discussion of talking about, and I know the Blitz does this.
Yeah.
But I just love the discussion of radio host versus radio host fights.
See, I don't simply because I was thrown into the middle of it from the time I first got to ESPN Radio, and that's when AJ didn't know anything about me, so he thought his first line of defense should be to come at me.
That's great.
And then once we went at it, and we went at it hard.
That was fantastic.
We've gotten to a good spot. I just don't understand why we do it internally. If you want to do it outgoing towards other stations, I'm all for it. I'm here for it. You and I know that. But to do it to our own team, that's like you saying you wanted to see a fight. I don't mind you wanting to see a fight. What I don't want is the Astros to get in a fight and Altuve gets hurt or one of your big-time players gets hurt.
Well, clearly you're the more mature of the two of us. Let's be honest here, okay? It's pretty evident that you're the more mature individual. But it's still fun to talk about. And maybe, you know what? I'm sitting here criticizing, or I have been talking to my friends, criticizing that fight that just got booked between Floyd Mayweather Jr.
What's up with that?
And you know what? I'm sitting here talking about how I want to talk about radio hosts fighting other radio hosts at the same time, criticizing this joke of a fight. But you know what? This is the stuff that people want to see. They want to see a YouTube star who's, I believe, 0-1, hasn't won a boxing match yet,
but
go up against Floyd Mayweather in a boxing. What is going on?
So he Paul outweighs the hell out of him, right?
Is that what they're banking on?
I don't know, because I'm with you in the fact that if you watch those fights, it's all about the circus.
Yeah, he is bigger.
Right? It's all about the circus of guys that suddenly are thrown into the ring, and you just want to see how it turns out from the hype around them for what they do besides boxing. You got to give Floyd credit because he retired, and he's probably made more money since he retired, and he's going to do something like this. He's probably going to cash in big, and he's not going to have to train like he would have had to train for Pacquiao or for a big-time fight.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to lose, but you know he's going to be super defensive.
He's going to dance. He's going to run around.
Yeah. According to the Google search, Logan is 199 pounds. No, I've stood next to Floyd Mayweather before. He is not a big dude. By the way, you could accidentally step on Floyd Mayweather and not even know you stepped on him.
He's been to Warriors and Clippers games when we were there.
Yeah. He's 150 pounds. 50 pounds is a bit different. I don't know what the agreed weight is. I'll look at it in the commercial break. But I don't understand this. You're talking about a guy that's 44. He's 50-0, and you're 44. And you're going to come back?
But you know what, Nick? If he's in good shape cardio-wise and he dances around a lot.
How broke are you, Floyd?
He's not.
What are you doing then?
Well, I know he's gambling a lot. He's throwing big money on games almost every night. But I don't think he's doing this because he needs the money. I think because it's an easy cash grab.
I mean, he's not known for money management, so.
But it's still, I think it's an easy cash grab. All right, we'll continue to roll. I love the fact that the Twitch numbers are good today, even though we're not in studio. We'll be back tomorrow. But we appreciate you guys, as well as everybody else joining the show.
I've got some more radio host matchups. I want to include Joel in it. But I have some more radio host matchups.
So this is big for you.
In the last hour, I'm going to talk about radio host matchups, boxing fights.
Okay. And I also saw a quote from Christian Wood I need to get your feedback on after the game last night.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, we got more to get to as we continue to roll on hour number two of the 3-hour show. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
I'm so happy.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Yeah. You know what? I like the playoffs. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play out. Play on, play out. Yo, Trey, drop the verse.
You are listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, back on the box. We're rolling through till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. They get to be out there on the course for at least a little while, but the Granado rules like the Jordan rules.
I don't subscribe
to like
these.
He's the only one that gets to play all day.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
rest of us have to just cater to his schedule.
No, no, no. I don't subscribe to these Granato rules, okay? What is this Granato rules stuff? What are we talking about here?
Well, because he has to be available to play in all the golf events because he's John. So that means that the tournament can't start at 8 a.m. when he's on the air, and we could all play and have plenty of time to relax a little bit and still do our shows. No, it's got to be, who does it? I got to play. So he gets to play and we don't. It's a bunch of BS, fellas. It's what it is. Calling it what it is. A bunch of BS.
Speaking of brawls, did you see that video outside of Dodger Stadium?
Another one?
Dude, these fans are aggressive.
You know the last time it was, you know, because there's that big rivalry between the Giants and the Dodgers.
Uh-huh.
The last time the Giants fan had brain damage. It was like a major deal. I think the case is still going on.
Well, there's one person in this particular video, and I'll show it to you here in a second, that literally got picked up and slammed. Mm. That person might have some body damage. Joe Adrian actually was the one that tagged me on this. And he's a Dodgers fan, right?
Yeah,
isn't
he
Adrian
is.
the Dodgers fan?
He's a fair weather. He's everybody that's winning fan.
I think he moved out to Austin. I don't know why he's a Dodgers fan. Is he originally from L.A.?
No, he went to Miami. He's a U guy.
Watch this body slam that's going to happen in about 3 seconds on the right side of this.
Oh, you see
that?
On the concrete. Yeah, that's a problem.
I thought Los Angeles people were laid back and cool.
No,
it's not the case.
I mean, and Dodger fans, I mean, you got to learn your lesson. And the fact that you have a good team, too. I don't know what's going to get your dander up enough whenever you won the World Series last year.
Man.
What else is there to say that's going to get you upset enough that you want to do that?
Yeah, agreed. You know what I say to Dodgers fans? If you live in Houston, go back to L.A. That's what I say.
Oh.
Agreed?
Okay. Will you tell Lisa that?
Well, with an exception of Lisa. But
you
everybody
tell
else?
Travis Johnson that?
In his face? No.
No, I was going to say.
On the air, yes.
Trap is the... Maybe
on the air, Travis,
Travis
go back
might
to,
be the biggest Dodger fan.
Go back to Los
in
Angeles,
Houston.
Travis. But like, if he was at Wildcat right now, then I'd be like, nah. I never said that. I don't know what you're talking about, homie.
So let me ask you something. Speaking of L.A., we know the Kardashians are there.
Yeah.
We know that Tristan Thompson has a baby with Khloe.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's been on again, off again because he can't control it. His side pieces are all over the place. But supposedly now they've reconciled. They just recently celebrated their daughter True's third birthday. And now 2 weeks later, another side piece has emerged. Shocker, she's an internet model.
Yeah.
And she's not only calling him out. She's calling him out because she said he said he was single at the time. Then they did whatever they did. Then she asked him again. She found out he wasn't. She says she cut it off.
Now, isn't Khloe the one that dated James?
Yep.
When are you going to learn? Like, when are you going to learn, dude? Like, sorry, Khloe. Like, they're on the road for a lot. So you have to have an unbelievable amount of trust in your man if you think he's going to be a basketball player and not do anything. Now, that's not to say, because you've been around the NBA for 23 years, that doesn't exist. I'm pretty sure you've worked with NBA players. They're not the partying type. They're not the one that cheats on their wives.
There are some that are not.
Some that are not cheaters is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, who's a name that I heard
crazy.
As a
you know what? Because
is Steve Nash a one? Or no, not. Is Steve Nash married? There's someone that I had.
He's like, married now, yeah.
There was like. Two or three not fighters, but players that I knew that were absolutely loyal, and they're just not the partying type.
Brent Price.
Okay, well, I was hoping for a little name.
I'm just saying, Brent Price is a guy that you don't ever have to worry about. He's not the partying guy. He's not the womanizer on the road. But it's funny you asked this because the other night we were talking about I got a text from someone that's works for a team that travels, and they asked me. They said, if you were to put a percentage on how many guys on the traveling team, meaning players, coaches, trainers, whatever, how many of them get out after it? How many of them are faithful and how many are not? Bro.
It's probably, 70% are unfaithful? Is that fair? I'm asking you.
We both said, based on how long we were traveling, that we were glad that we got married later in life. Because that whole, you know, it's one thing to say Charles Barkley's whole philosophy was we should be single during the season because it's such a grueling experience and we're always on the road,
which
is a far-fetched.
I mean, it must be tough.
Right? But at the same time, I mean, you either should be married or you shouldn't. But the fact is, I can tell you, and I've told you this before, how many times when you think you know someone and you work with them and you travel with them, and then all of a sudden you're coming in at whatever hour and you're going down the hallway to your room, and we're all normally in the same wing.
Oh, yeah.
And you look down the hallway and you go, ooh, wow.
Hello.
Didn't expect to see that or them doing that, but it happens.
Yeah. Not shocking. But look.
So here's the worst part about this, though, Nick. And again, we get into this because a lot of times these things surface due to attention that people want to gain from it. Mm-hmm. And podcasts. They are the devil right now.
Without a doubt.
Right? Because they're unfiltered.
And for some reason, NBA players are more attracted to them. Like they feel more comfortable talking on them. Look at
KD. But it's not just the player. Now it's the chick. So this chick, and I'm going to give you her name, and she has beautiful eyes. But her name is Sydney with a Y, Chase. Okay?
Okay.
So Sydney Chase has relations with Tristan Thompson. He said he was single at the time, according to her. She not only calls him out, but then she describes his Johnson. As if it's like, what, we needed more proof? As if we thought we could poke holes in your rumored relationship and we would not believe you? The fact that she comes out and says he has a peekaboo D. An uncircumcised peekaboo D? I don't know about you, but you could say a lot of things about me publicly or privately, but why you got to put it out there that I got a peekaboo D?
They don't care. They don't care. They do not care at all. They do not care at all. Look, how many times has this happened? It's gone to the point where if you're a basketball player and you're out and about, yeah, I got the picture up.
She's
way before you did.
Good.
You're slow at Google searching.
No, I'm saying because, I'm the one that put the article on the damn rundown. But there was also the video chat that she actually did. She doesn't look nearly that good during the video chat.
Oh, but her
chat.
Nose hurts
her. That's
cause.
Not her.
Oh, okay.
But there was another one with the video chat that she actually did where she said all these nasty things about Tristan Thompson and called him out. She didn't look nearly as good then.
It's like I said, it's getting to the point now, like if you want a little side piece or a fling, you need to ask them if they have social media, which will probably eliminate like 99% of them because they all have social media. But if they have social media, that's where the risk comes. Or if you're messaging them or DMing them, that's where the danger comes because they can screenshot it. They can read it. They can reiterate it. They can put it on their TikTok. They can put it on their Instagram. That's where the danger comes. But I can see the temptation as an NBA player. Like, you'd be surprised how many times I've communicated with a woman. They don't text. They snap. That's what they do.
But I told you, too, the other thing is that, you know, from my years running the visiting team locker room in Milwaukee to traveling with the team with the Rockets, you just – there are women that are willing participants throwing themselves at players – on a nightly basis. It's just, it's part of the deal with, I mean, whether you call them groupies or roadies or whatever you want to say, they're out there. If you're a player and you're willing, they're able.
Yeah. I mean, the Phoenix Suns situation was a perfect example. I can't believe that girl did. I mean, I can, but I can't. Like, how much lack of self-respect do you have to service 7 different NBA guys? Like, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable to me.
But you know what? Here's the other thing, too. It takes 2 to tango. So you meet the NBA guy, and you guys do whatever you're going to do, right? But now it's between you two. What tells you that I got to go out there now on a podcast, and I got to say, hey, by the way, this started November the 11th, to be exact, and that's where everything started. And then the last time we had contact, besides when he messaged me after finding out I did this interview to call me on it, why you got to put all that out there?
I don't know. Maybe she really liked the guy and she's doing it because she genuinely liked the guy and genuinely thought he was single. Or maybe she's just doing it for attention. There's a million and one.
I think it's the latter.
The attention part?
I think it's the attention part. Otherwise, why are you describing as Johnson? No one needs that. Unless you do a Ray J video with the Kardashian and then it's all out there to be seen, why do we got to have a description?
And here's the other problem. Because now you have a situation where that's documented and it could be used against you in the event that you get into any type of controversy, right? Like you look at the Deshaun Watson situation. What happened with Mia Khalifa? All those DMs and everything like that, all those things were like, that's documented. You know what I mean? Like, that's absolutely documented. So in the event that you get in any type of trouble, that's going to be used against you. That's why I don't understand the whole DM situation, but I do kind of understand the temptation being on the road.
It's funny, someone just texted us, was AC Green really a virgin? Yes. And AC Green married one of the Rockets' power dancers.
Wow.
So
what a weirdo.
That was a long time ago.
Didn't he date someone who was like HIV positive once?
That I don't know. That I can't tell you. But I can tell you he married a power dancer from the Rockets. All right, we're going to continue to roll. We've got lots ahead of us, and includes you. So if you want to join the program in the second half, 713-780-3776 for calls and texts. Otherwise, Twitch and Twitter. It's Nick and Joel. It's the Press Box. It's ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books. 90 still to go. Second half of the show right now. It is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5 FM and 92.5 FM as Nick and myself are coming to you live from Wildcat Golf Club, where it's the Occasional Invitational all day today at the course. We're having a good time. Golfers are out braving the wind with ball control to try and
Courtney just
go low.
Gave us like a little mini report. Apparently, it's pretty windy out there.
Well, but you are the expert ball controller, so you said you can help. It
wouldn't faze me. You're right. It wouldn't faze me one bit.
Love my people at Diamonds in the Rough. The Willett family is here live doing auctions with lots of phenomenal sports memorabilia. If you want to chime in, it's all for a great cause, as the proceeds are going to kids' meals here in Houston, so it stays local with the charity. But at the same time, no one has better stuff than Diamonds in the Rough. That should be the freaking tagline.
Word.
That's what I'm telling you.
They should pay you for these things, but they don't.
Yeah, they kind of.
They don't like you for some reason.
Yes, they love me. So we were talking about this Tristan Thompson situation. I just, when I look at it, I have to question Tristan Thompson. As much as it's a Kardashian, I get it. But, like, how much is too much when you're pushing the envelope? Like, the fact that they were reconciling yet again. Because if you remember, and I don't watch the show, but evidently the best friend of either all of the girls or one of the girls, he ended up doinking on the side after Chloe had his kid.
Really?
So it's one thing to say what we were talking about on the road, the lifestyle, the temptation is there, and you do what you got to do. It's another thing to say, you know what? I have such blatant disregard for the relationship I'm in and the mother of my child that I'm going to absolutely not only do this, but I'm going to do this with a family friend that's really close to my wife and her sisters.
I mean, and we're talking about the Odom situation, right?
No.
Or are we talking about Chloe?
We're talking about Chloe and Tristan.
Tristan
cheated on one of their best friends.
Oh.
Now he's got the internet models.
Oh, I thought you were talking
after
about
after they reconciled again. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And I don't want to call it. It's so easy to dub somebody a sex addict, and I think it's kind of unfair. I think in Lamar Odom's situation, that could be deemed a sex addict situation. When you're found at that mansion or that little where Alice Little or whatever works.
Oh, the Bunny Ranch?
The Bunny Ranch for days, apparently. He would be there for days. I think that, you know, it's safe to make that criticism there. But I don't know, man. I don't know if it's really that tough as what you mentioned before, like what Travis said when he was on the road. And remember, Travis is saying this, and there was what, 16 games full?
Travis Johnson said this?
I think so. Or so, whoever you say we're talking. Somebody.
Well, I was talking. Someone from that works for another NBA team that travels was talking to me and said, hey, is it just us? What would you put the percentage on in terms of the traveling party?
No, I was just talking about just the fact that it's a struggle for a dude in general when they're on the road.
Oh, Barkley.
And an
Barkley said,
"My bad."
For a while there, when Barkley was playing, he said we should be allowed to be single.
No, I'm glad
on
you
road.
Said that. Yeah. I said Travis. Yeah, yeah, I was wrong. Yeah. It was 100% Charles Barkley who said that.
Yep.
But now I forgot the point that I was trying to make. But yeah, you know, when Barkley was saying all that stuff and he was saying that it's a struggle, is that really genuinely the case? Is my question. How much of a struggle is it in the case of someone like Travis Johnson? He played in the NFL. There's only 16 games. In the case of an NBAer, there's 82 games.
The
so they're on
grueling.
The road a lot
sure.
more is my point. Was
Four games in 5 nights and all these different cities. But you also have to take consideration, it's easier to travel your family now. It's easier to travel your wife. I mean, I know that when we used to travel, if it was traveling over a holiday, the Rockets would allow you to bring a significant other on the road.
Okay.
So that you wouldn't be completely alone on the
to
on
fly,
Thanksgiving
to fly
or
on
Christmas,
the plane
so
and
they
everything?
Could fly on the plane, stay with you in your hotel.
Must be
do
nice.
Do those kind of things. So depending on the team, they try to do more so that it's not as much of a burden. But we also know, like you just got done saying, whether it be Zoom chats or Snapchats or, you know, even just straight with your phone these days, you can still communicate with your wife or your significant other. You can still be in contact. Yeah, it's a little tougher because you're on the road a lot more, but it's not like it's insurmountable and something you just can't do.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've been on the road long enough, so you understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I've traveled for work before, but not to the level that you have. Like, that wasn't
Believe
like an everyday.
There are times that it sucks. Like, everything's going great, and then all of a sudden you go, damn, we got to get packed up again.
Yeah,
and we're
going
for
a
week.
You miss your base.
Yeah, no doubt.
You want to go home. You miss your own bed. You don't want to sleep in a hotel bed. I totally get all those factors.
Yep.
I totally understand that.
Now, we were talking about it when you were talking about UFC the other day, and we were getting into Chad Ochocinco.
Oh yeah,
and he put money down.
I think it was
$50,000.
Yeah,
on Usman and he lost
on Masvidal.
On Masvidal against Usman, and he lost. He still has, and I don't know where all this money's coming from, but evidently he's still got plenty of cash because he found a guy that said that they would take him to a Starbucks and back, and he gave him $1,000. $1,000, Nicholas, just to take him to a Starbucks and back. So in Jacksonville, this lucky fan who recognized him got paid $1,000 to drive the receiver to a Starbucks and back so that and hang out with him along the way so that he could get some coffee. He said, "I need a ride, please. $500 going, $500 to drop me back off should suffice." He tweeted. A fan named Joey McAvoy responded. He said, "I could pick you up at the Marriott Hotel where he was staying." He tweeted a photo of the two of them together. Got paid. Got a picture. Deal done.
I guess he does have other sources of revenue. I didn't think he had it like that, but he does have a personality, so I can see how companies would want to reach out. Like, he's interested in a lot of things. Like, he's interested in MMA. He's interested in FIFA and stuff like that. And he's personable, so I guess he still has it like that because I don't remember him being a guy that had a massive, massive contract
either.
In the
either.
NFL.
So he tweeted out, "Anybody in Jacksonville want to make an easy $1,000? I need a ride to a Starbucks, please. $500 each way. Drop me back off, and that should suffice, please." He tweets later, "My guy Joey picked me up to grab Starbucks. If I get kidnapped, we know who's responsible," and he posted a picture of Joey. At the end, he says, "I'm at the Marriott. Don't know where the bleep, but I'm at. I'll DM the address. Hurry, I need Starbucks." And once he got his coffee, he said, "Deal done."
As this sounds too attention, he sounds like he's an attention whore, honestly. He does.
But $1,000, that's a hell of a deal.
That's a fantastic deal. Good for the person who got the $1,000. But when you combine what he did last week, when he's sitting there asking Masvidal before the fight, he's like, "Hey, look me in the eye," and blah, 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 blah. And it almost sounded like a media member asking a question initially until they recognized that it was Chad Ochocinco, or Masvidal, you know, recognized that it was Ochocinco. Like, are you doing this for attention? Now, he could be that, you know, that's his personality. He likes to be funny, and I get that dynamic. But $1,000? Like, even if I had millions, I don't know if I want to pay you.
You know as well as Tyler. You
Did the guy look like he needed a lot of money, the
no,
guy who helped
here's
him?
Here's a picture of him.
Did he look like he was struggling for cash? Like, I'm okay with you trying to get attention for something like that. But if you're a dude that doesn't look like you're struggling, why are you paying him $1,000 for a ride? Because the only thing he wants is a tweet at that point.
Yeah, I just.
I mean, good for the guy. I'm not hating.
Joey's an ordinary white guy. In probably his early, in what, mid-20s?
I mean, we can't look at him and know that he's got that. Like, we don't know
no,
if he's making money.
But if I'm Chad Johnson, am I not just going to Uber?
Agreed.
Or instead of a grand, if I just go to the hotel I'm staying at, which most people know who you are.
Agreed.
And just go to the concierge and you go, hey, man, I really need a coffee. Can someone just, they got those vans for the hotel. I'm sure for 50 to 100, they'd do the same thing.
They probably would. That's actually a good point. I wouldn't have thought
of
that.
Again, traveling on the road as much as we did, we realized that in a lot of cases, the hotel would help you out.
That's actually a really smart idea. Like, if I had money, I would do that. Just because sometimes I get super desperate for coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
If I was a dude that had so much money in the bank, I could see my lazy ass doing something like that.
But that's the thing. So we know that, look, we're a big client of the hotel. Having NBA teams stay at the hotel is a big revenue generator for the hotel. So it's probably they're probably going to help us out if we go, hey, there's a couple of us that want to go to get Starbucks. Can you hook us up? We'll tip you or do whatever. Absolutely, they'll fire the van up for that.
I would imagine.
They did it for a lot of years. If we were going to dinner, if we were all going to go to a ball game, they'd load up and take us, and whether they charged the team or we just tipped the driver, it didn't matter.
Yeah, I can
it's
see
not
that.
$1,000.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be $1,000.
That's now crazy.
That, I remember the football player that either had to get to like a practice or a training camp or a workout for an NFL team. He either missed his flight or was worried he couldn't make it on time. Ended up ordering like an Uber either across states or like across cities, and ended up paying like $1,000 or something like that through the Uber. But it was like a really, really long trip. It wasn't something like he was trying to get a cup of coffee. I can't remember the football player's name, but I'll look it up. But yeah, I remember he like it was like an unbelievable Uber.
You bring up a good point though. Whether it's attention driven or someone's paying him something for putting that out there like that, because, you know, Starbucks got run. He didn't say he was going to Trader Joe's coffee. I don't know.
Sharice Wright went a long way to impress the new NFL team in 2017. Took a $932 Uber ride.
I remember that. I remember we had that story
to get
on
to
air.
Work.
I do.
We
I remember
did talk
that.
About
yeah,
that.
We did.
So that's the con. I guess Chad Ochocinco looked at that situation and said, you know what? I'll just pay $1,000 for a cup of coffee.
What's the running back from Alabama that wasn't even doing pro day and his car broke or his plane got canceled? So he drove Najee Harris?
It might
running
have been.
Back, the guy that's going to be in the draft this year. He drove nine hours
to Alabama.
Yeah, to make sure he was there for pro day to support his teammates. All right, if you're driving and you're driving that many miles, your brakes might start to go. Well, there's only one place to get them fixed. It's New Brakes, NUBrakes.com. Why do you say New Brakes over some of these brake shops? Well, because they come to you and they do what they do. They have trained professionals that are the best in the business, and all they do is brakes. They're not going to upsell you, try to do more work on your car, or tell you you need this or that. They're just going to do brakes, and they're doing it at your job or in your parking lot or in your driveway or in your garage. And so you can do other things. You can multitask. Maybe you're going to watch some TV, drink beer. Maybe you're going to cut the lawn. Maybe you're going to just hang out around the house because you don't have to hang out in a crappy waiting room with bad furniture, watching someone else's TV programs with vending machines and cold coffee. You can do everything at your house while they fix your brakes. And the prices, competitive with any brake shop that you would go to. And the work, absolutely fantastic because they're trained technicians. Check them out today. You mentioned ESPN, you save 10% right off the top, but check them out and have New Brakes come to you. NUBrakes.com, NUBrakes.com. That's NUBrakes.com. I'm afraid it's too late to apologize.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club for the 2021 Occasional Invitational. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the box, wrapping up hour number two of the three-hour program as we take it till 4 o'clock on ESPN Radio. Talking about all things sports and otherwise. We got into the otherwise with the last couple of segments. Having some fun along the way. It's Nick and myself from Wildcat Golf Club, where we are hosting the Occasional Invitational today. And you could stop by and say hi. Someone asked if the Diamonds in the Rough autographed items are available to be bid on online. They are not. You have to be here at Wildcat to bid on them. And there is some great memorabilia. If you're a Saints fan, there's some Drew Brees. There's lots of Astros stuff. Lots of cool stuff, but you have to stop by and say hi and see that stuff in person to bid on it. Everything is going for a good cause. It's kids' meals, so we love that. News of the day, Teddy Bridgewater is now a member of the Denver Broncos. He was traded by the Panthers to the Broncos in exchange for a sixth-round pick. Antonio Brown is staying with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a one-year deal. Saquon Barkley says he's on track to start the season for the Giants. Your Astros beat the Mariners to take the second game of the four-game series, 2-0 last night behind another strong pitching performance from Christian Javier. And your Rockets did what they were supposed to do. They lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, where they continue their losing ways.
Good job, Rockets.
And keep percentage and hope alive to have one of the three worst records, get the ping pong balls to fall their way, and get their pick and keep it.
Boy, so that front office is just absolutely wonderful. You know what I mean?
Is right? It?
Between Tad Brown and Rafael Stone, just absolutely wonderful. Doing a great job out there.
Are they?
Not really, but.
Tad swan song before he gets out of Dodge?
That was kind of random.
Yeah.
I wonder what progressed for him to all of a sudden choose this year. Like, because I don't think he knew going into this year that this would happen. I feel like something happened between the start of the season and now for it to come out like that. I don't think it was like already known that it was going to be his last year this year.
There's a lot that goes into a
because
lot of
obvious,
this. And I mean, he was,
because you can make the argument that his son is not ready yet.
He's super tight with Harden. The fact that he had even made mention of the guys that are no longer there. He was great buddies with Daryl. Harden's no longer there. He had a relationship with D'Antoni. It's not like it used to be, and as we all know, losing sucks a whole lot more than winning is great.
Yeah.
And a lot adds up. And from a personal perspective, you know, he's got four girls. I think three of them now are living on the East Coast. One of them's married to the backup quarterback for the Patriots. So maybe he's from New York. Maybe he goes back to the East Coast. Maybe he goes to work for James. There's lots of things he could do. But
yeah,
you know what? He had a good run while he was here. 20 years is a good run.
No, that's great. Good for him. And if you're able to get a job like that, good for you, man. I mean, it's
Here's some interesting tidbits on some of the stories we already covered. We were talking about Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
And someone said, well, if you used Uber Eats, it would only cost you $15. But then someone said, Uber drivers are on strike. It's hard to find rides all the time. I got to believe, like I said, between the hotel personnel and otherwise,
yeah,
you could have found a ride to the damn coffee
There's
shop.
A detail missing here, by the way. I don't know what it is, but we're certainly missing something. I don't know what the hell the damn detail is. Or maybe he's just being kind. Who knows? Some people, like I'm in a mood. Like, when you know, like, if I – if
you're in moods.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. But if I do have more money, let's say I got a particularly better paycheck or something like that,
yeah,
I'm nicer with my money. I might give someone $20 on the street who might need it, just because I have the money that week. So maybe, like, I'm trying to look at all sides here, because I want to believe that there are good people and they just want to help people out. Like, I want to believe that.
I think the bigger issue is what you said all along. Maybe there's money. Maybe he's doing this with Starbucks. Maybe he's doing this with something. There's an ulterior motive as to why he paid $1,000. Like the exposure on his, I'm sure he's got a boatload of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, he does. But he kind of earned that himself with his personality.
But I'm saying, you can cash in on it.
For
by
sure.
By Starbucks or someone else saying, hey, if you mention you needed our coffee,
yeah,
we'll flip you this amount of money.
But why would Starbucks do that?
Yeah, I think they're big.
Starbucks is not, no offense. I'm not.
No, and I
they're not going to align with someone like Ochocinco. Who are they going to align with anyway? When's the last time you've seen a sponsor?
Yeah, it's
from Starbucks. Who's sponsored by Starbucks?
You're right. There's something missing to the story. Something missing somewhere. That
remember when Chad Ochocinco was angry at Patrick Creighton for yelling on Radio Row? Wasn't that the funniest day ever?
Yeah.
Patrick Creighton was doing this radio show, and he was speaking so loudly that it was impacting Chad Ochocinco's game on the video game, the FIFA game. Was it Xbox or PlayStation or whatever?
He was playing against people, other tidbits from stories we've already covered. Someone said the Kardashian best friend is now with Karl Anthony Towns.
What the hell is going on?
You mentioned it. Khloe's been with Lamar Odom, James Harden, Tristan Thompson, right?
Yes.
I just saw Kim has moved on from Kanye already.
About time, right?
With the guy that's on CNN, one of the analysts on CNN.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I'll look it up.
Oh, Van. Van is his first name, but
Jones.
Van Jones.
There you go.
I mean, it's just and.
But that was pretty damn quick, by the way.
That's what I'm saying, and they don't waste time.
Because they don't have to.
But then if you don't have to waste time, why are you wasting more time with Tristan Thompson? Dude can't keep it in his pants.
It's just the way it is. Girls have more options than dudes. They can move on very quickly.
Take it from your kid's name. It's true. Everything you hear about Tristan Thompson, pretty true. It's time to move on. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
It goes to the point that you always would make. Like they try to fix you. You would always bring that point up. You know, that girl that tries to fix you into a better person. Come on. And they try to bring the good out of you. That's failed on me so many times. It's ridiculous.
Now, someone throws this into the equation. This did not need to be thrown. Khloe first dated Rashard McCants. Okay. Guess what? She upgraded. Okay. I don't know. All right.
Rashard McCants?
Oh, University of North Carolina guy. Played in the league for a little while.
Okay.
Had opportunities to continue playing in the league and turned them down. I think the Rockets looked at him for a while.
McCants. Oh.
Yeah, McCants.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
So, and by the way, then we get this. Someone texts in and puts a word that I can't even read because it's misspelled badly, and then said, because I used the term Johnson, and said, Joel is so white. Last time I looked in the mirror, you are correct, sir or ma'am. I am. But I'm not trying to be anything other than who I am. And if that's a problem for you, I don't know what to tell you. But the fact that you can't spell and you call me out for being white because I use the term Johnson, this isn't a podcast. I can't use terminology we might otherwise use for the unit.
I feel like it's you and Dell. They're the only two that's ever used the word Johnson. You and Dell, just that. I'm messing with you.
What
I've used the word Johnson.
What are you calling it?
I've used the word Johnson. I'm messing with you.
I know. What are you calling it? A dong? You like the word dong?
Dong.
You
I like the word dong.
So
I think
dong,
that's
dong, dong, dong. There you go. Dong song.
I didn't add three or four dongs on it. I just said dong. But yes, I do like. I think it's funny when you say the word dong. It's hilarious to me.
There you go.
I think it's funny.
So someone took the time to tweet that. That was awesome. Oh, and then they said autocorrect. My bad. Well, you know what? You're bad for not being able to spell. I'm not going to say my bad for being white. You got me. You pegged me. Guilty as charged. So we got that going for us.
Look, we used to have a radio host by the name of Craig Sheeman, and in the intro, that it would say, literally, the whitest man in America, Craig Sheeman.
Craig Sheeman.
Sheeman. Not She-Man. Sheeman. Put some respect on his name.
Okay.
Don't call him a She-Man. His name is Sheeman.
Okay.
But I thought it was a funny – he embraced it. And he really was super white. He didn't care that he was super white, but he was super white. And in the intro, it said, live on Yahoo Sports Radio, the whitest man in America, Craig Sheeman.
My bad. I didn't refer to his peekaboo D the way his internet model did. That's on me for not referring to the peekaboo D. By the way, if you're interested, there's a day game going on in baseball. The Marlins lead the Brewers 6-2. No one cares. But that's going on. Astros tonight against the Mariners. Zach Greinke is once again on the hill for your Astros. So hopefully that's a good sign as we continue to follow all things Houston sports. We've got 1 hour to go in the program when we come back, and there's lots to get to. We'll have some fun along the way. And also get you ready for everything coming up this evening between the Astros and the Mariners. The NFL draft is tomorrow night, and it lasts for 3 days. So lots to get to, and we always appreciate you. But before we get to the break, Nicholas has something for you.
Andy Ruiz Jr. versus Chris Arreola is coming up. It's a great pay-per-view on Fox Sports. And if you know anything about Anthony Ruiz, he's the one who had that big, big upset that really got him the recognition that he needs. And you got to check out his transformation. I mean, the guy has lost so much weight from the time he got all that attention from getting the big upset.
he is a completely different individual. Completely different individual. He just looks like he's in completely, just absolute great shape. So FoxSports.com/pay-per-view is the way you can get it. It's $49.99, and it's a great pay-per-view for you to get. So you just go out and order it by going online. I think you can do it on app as well. And it's an all-Mexican extravaganza. So it's an absolute Mexican-based fight, and it's a great fight because Andy Ruiz Jr. has really been able to make himself a name by being a Mexican heavyweight. We know about the Mexican fan base and how much that they follow boxing. So check it out. It is FoxSports.com/pay-per-view. Get the pay-per-view. It's $49.99. Check it out.
ESPN 97.5.